communicate anything I did, no matter what it was, even if it was body stuff with somebody else. I was never attacked, and I was always told, you make me feel safer. So I learned what it felt like to be in a relationship that you couldn't lose. And I would much rather have the feeling of being in a relationship that I couldn't lose than the feelings I used to have being in relationships that I could lose about things I would do. It was so cool to see what full communication did. It created complete trust. So, you know, if you don't want somebody to be in full communication with you, then don't you be in full communication with the people around you. Because if you ever tell the people around you honestly what you feel, they're going to tell you honestly what they feel. And for the first time in your life, you'll know what the people like you, people around you feel like about you. And that's available to you any day, including today. All you have to do is just start telling everybody around you exactly what you really feel about them, honestly. And they'll tell you exactly what they feel about you, honestly. And then you would know where you were with everybody around you, and you know exactly who to feel safe with, and 99% of all your fear would disappear today. The people who express what they feel, but it's not something that makes you feel good, these are the people who you are to see as cause for love. And then the people who communicate back to you something you want to hear, you see them as love. Or else keep your mouth shut. If you can't see their response as a call for love, do not fully communicate with them. Because you'll build another grievance from the honesty that they're having with you. You won't see it as a call for love. You go, oh, so you really didn't like my dress. Instead of saying, oh, that's a call for love. See, so when people start fully communicating, if you're not willing to see it correctly, it's just going to increase your grievances. So until you can respond correctly to honesty, it's best to stay silent and keep your private thoughts. The price you'll pay for fully communicating is everybody around you will fully communicate with you. You know that's true because you've done it yourself. Someone is just finally broke out and said, well, let me tell you what I really feel about you. Then you go, let me tell you what I really feel about you too. Right. And the same thing's happened sometimes with me with expressing love. It's like, I take a chance and say, you know, I really love you. I really love you. I really love you. God, I love you. God, I love you. And much to my surprise, the person will say back to me, I've always loved you too. And I just wanted to hear you say it. Now you can know I love you just like you. It's like, but if I hadn't fully communicated, see, when you fully communicate, you'll get some good stuff too. Don't be afraid just to be fully communicated. How you going to get into other stuff? Because that's where the fear comes from, isn't it? Yeah. The fear that somebody's going to say something that hurts my feelings keeps me from telling the truth. Okay, so let's go on further. This is going to tell us how to have a healing instant. He says, every thought you would keep hidden shuts communication off because you would have it so. It is impossible, I say again, it's impossible to recognize perfect communication while breaking communication holds value to you. It's impossible to recognize perfect communication while breaking communication holds value to you. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself honestly. Now the Course says honesty means consistency. Okay, so it's the same as saying, ask yourself consistently. That's honestly. Ask yourself honestly, would I want to have perfect communication? Okay, so first you go, all right, I'm getting ready to talk to you, Adriana, about something. First thing I need to do, I need to ask myself, would I want perfect communication? Am I ready for complete communication? That's the first thing I ask. Well, you bring up my issue with you. I have to ask myself, am I ready for perfect communication? So I'm getting ready to do my thing. I'm getting ready to tell the person what I think I need to tell them. Okay, you ready? This is the process. Next time you get ready to tell somebody something you think they need to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's bugging you. Or you need a new perception. Whatever. Here's the steps. You first thing you do is you ask yourself honestly, would I want to have perfect communication? Do I want complete joining? That's what perfect communication is. So, okay, before I talk to you about what I'm upset about Adriana, I need to ask myself, do I want complete joining with Adriana? If I want complete joining with Adriana, now I will go and talk to Adriana. If I want perfect communication. Now, here's how you can tell whether you're shucking or jiving or you really mean it. This is the next part of the question, which is, am I wholly willing to let everything that interferes with my communication go forever? Am I willing to have everything or anything that interferes with that, with my perfect communication with you, gone forever? In other words, do I want anything and everything that would interfere with my joining with you, do I want it to be gone forever? Now it's okay, so I'm upset, I need to talk about something. I ask myself before I even come up in your face, do I really, do I really want perfect communication? Do I really want to join with you? Do I really want to heal with you? Am I totally willing to let go of anything that would interfere with our communication forever? Those are the two things you ask yourself before you go to anyone with whatever it is you think needs to get communicated. Who can tell me what it is? What are the two things? Somebody, anybody.
Do I want to have perfect communication with you?
Okay.
And am I willing to let everything else go?
Am I willing to let everything that interferes with it go, even for how long?
Forever.
Am I willing to let go of, am I willing to let everything that interferes with our joining be gone forever? Do I really want perfect communication? Now, if you don't take yourself through that process, then when you go to communicate with that person, you're going to lose sight of your purpose. And when they honestly communicate with you, you may get angry because you've lost sight of your purpose. Anger just means you don't know what you're talking to that person for. Mm-hmm. Anger means I don't know what I'm talking to you for. I've lost sight of why I'm even having this conversation. Got it? Anger, I've lost sight of the purpose. Depression, I've lost sight of the purpose. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then it says, if the answer is no, no, I'm not willing to let go of everything that interferes with communication forever. No. He said, then God or the Holy Spirit's or your right mind's readiness to give it to you isn't enough to make it yours. If you're not willing to let go of everything that interferes with the communication forever, then Holy Spirit's willingness to let you, to release you is not enough to make it yours. Until you are ready to be released, there is not enough release in the universe that can release you. And you can tell if you're ready to be released by whether or not you're willing to have perfect communication and you're willing to let go of everything that interferes with perfect communication. And the thing that interferes with perfect communication the most is attack. This is, of course, for people who know they attack and want to let go of it. But they know they do it, so don't be looking for no big forgiveness from everybody around here. You cross the line, I got a grievance. I'm still there, but I want to learn how to let go of attack. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how can you tell if you're willing to let go of attack? Because then you'll be willing to let go of everything that interferes with joining with that person forever, and you will decide you really want perfect communication to heal. Perfect communication to heal.
You're saying perfect communication might mean that you might have to say something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings. How can you do both, have perfect communication?
Okay, you have a perfect, okay, great question. You're having perfect communication because of the purpose of your communication, not because of the form of it. Perfect communication is, why am I talking to you? Perfect communication is not choosing the right words. Because if I'm afraid, because if I'm trying to choose the right words, I'm going to start being dishonest in my communication because I'm not letting myself speak to you naturally. I'm picking and choosing and I'm judging. So I can't be responsible for how you respond to my sincere honesty. That's not my responsibility because I know my purpose in saying this is not to hurt you. That's what I got to be clear about. It's what my purpose is in communicating with you, but I cannot be responsible for the way that you're going to